Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer Against Suicide, written by Emma Danzi, read by Rochelle Alberti. Luke 12:7 says, "Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear. You are more valuable than many sparrows." We sat there in the women's retreat for college students, and after doing an activity to reveal our struggles, many began to share vulnerably that they have dealt with suicidal thoughts. My heart sank. I did not know. Within each young woman's personal life stories, somewhere along the way, life got so difficult for them, so overwhelmingly depressing, that they actually had the thought to end their precious lives. Suicide is glamorized in culture. When celebrities take their lives, it trends. When TV shows come out on Netflix about suicide as a viable option for teenagers, it popularizes the horrific act. Today, we are going to take the time to pray against this horrible decision and those who it affects. Let's pray. Jesus, by your strong hand and powerful arm, nothing is too hard for you. You tell us all that we are made in your image. You say that you created us and called us very good. Today, we cry out on behalf of humanity in a sin-filled world. God, we ask that you would protect the minds of those who are dealing with the thoughts of depression and suicide. Life is so valuable, and we only get one here. Help them to see that beautiful plan that through Jesus you have for their lives. Father, help them to know that their lives are worth living because you gave your life for them to have hope. Remind them that you are their living hope and that nothing in all of creation can ever separate them from your love. Lord, we pray against the attacks of the enemy and ask that you would surround those who love you with your armor. For those who have not accepted you as Savior, who deal with suicidal thoughts, open their eyes to the truth of your gospel. For those who have fought many years and are weary from the constant battle, renew their hope in you today. Remind them that this is the day that you have made and they can rejoice and be glad in it. Give them the ability to see past their sadness and hopelessness. Reveal your strength and goodness in their lives. You say that we are all more valuable than the ravens and the lilies and how well you take care of them. We pray that the joy of having you as our Savior would be greater than the trials and suffering that they face. God, we pray a special prayer for the loved ones of those who struggle. Will you please help them to know that you care for them too? Would you provide them with the support from the church body? Give them the grace for the day and confidence in you. Father, remind them that they are not alone and you see them. Help them to not carry this burden on their own, but to allow you to come in and give them your yoke because it is easy and light. For those with thoughts of fear and worry, remind them that you are the Good Shepherd. You tell us that we lack nothing. You make us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside quiet waters. You refresh our souls. We claim this truth today. We pray for those who have kept quiet in shame, that they would be broken free from this and share in their challenges. God, help the enemy not silence them in their pain. We pray for healthy boundaries within relationships. We ask for your Spirit-led wisdom. We pray for those who have already lost loved ones due to suicide. Give them comfort and a voice to make an impact to help others. God, thank you for making us all in your perfect image. Thank you for giving us a purpose and different skill sets in this life. We pray against the trauma and the oppression which can cause such devastation. We thank you that you give victory and that even in our losses and loneliness, we can find great comfort in you and your church. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Think you know David? The shepherd boy who killed Goliath with just a stone and a sling, right? Well, there's so much more to his story. From shepherd to king, David's life was filled with triumphs and tragedies. How David navigated family, leadership, and faith offers profound lessons for all of us. The David Story, Shepherd, Father, King, is a free online course exploring David's life and how it sheds light on topics like our relationship with God, family dynamics, leadership principles, and overcoming sin. Taught by Professor Justin Jackson of Hillsdale College, this free 8-lesson course delves into the Old Testament through the books of 1 and 2 Samuel. Unlock the power of David's story. Learn more about life's big questions and what truly matters. Enroll in this free course today by texting the word David to 94878. Again, that's David to 94878. Join us for a deeper understanding of the Bible. Enroll in the David Story now by texting David to 94878.